Remember, the Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you a true and hilarious story of a teenage adventurer and of his bewildered family who received his message saying, "Dear Mother, I'm in jail." Century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. And that's why, when you're looking for distinctive greeting cards, it's wise to look for Hallmark cards. For in Hallmark cards, you'll find the beauty and charm of fine design, heartwarming color used with the greatest of care and good taste. And what's even more important, you'll always find a Hallmark card will say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So remember always to look on the back of the cards you buy for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. They're your assurance of finest quality. Tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. And now, to preside over our program, here is your Hallmark host, Tom Shirley.
Thank you, Dan Donaldson, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If a boy of yours wanted to leave home for the open road, what would you do? Tonight we bring you a wonderful story of two parents and a kid named Ricky. Ricky had an itching foot, but even he didn't know where it would take him. If you can remember being a kid yourself and wondering what lay over the horizon, you'll love this story. Of course, when it came to playing Ricky, we thought there was just one fellow for the part, one of the most able young comers in show business, Billy Redfield. Billy has already had a Broadway hit behind him, plus a full career in radio. Tonight's part of Ricky, complete with a worried smile, might have been written for him. I promise you a chuckle or two as the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you another story on the Reader's Digest radio edition, Dear Mother, I'm in Jail. It all started during the holidays when Rick was home from boarding school and loaded down with a full schedule of 30 dates. After all, Rick was a big boy now, a young man, in fact, who shaved twice a week and spoke of his mother and father as good eggs. Of course, he didn't have too much time for them on this trip, but every evening at the dinner table, they were allowed 1 hour to catch up on their son's various activities, scholastic or otherwise.
Oh, no fooling, Dad. If this Henkel guy could do it, why can't I?
Who is this Henkel guy?
Oh, you heard me speak of him. He's a classmate of mine, football man. Hockey, too. I talk about him all the time.
That's just the trouble, Rick. You never tell us anything about yourself. All we hear about is this Henkel.
Well, he's a good man, Mom. Solid.
He doesn't sound very solid to me. Isn't he the boy who brought a baby alligator into the classroom one day?
Yeah, that's him. He almost got bounced out of school for it, too.
Is that why you admire him so?
Who, Henkel? Well, he's the most popular man on the campus.
Well, why does he want you to drive him to California next summer?
Oh, Mom, he doesn't want me to drive him. I want to drive myself.
Why?
Well, because it's a swell trip.
How do you know?
Well, Henkel told me. Well, he made it from Albany to San Francisco and back in 1 month last summer. And in an old jalopy.
Well, just because he's a fool, you don't have to be one, son.
Oh, Ma, I want to travel. It's in my blood.
Well, it's not in my pocketbook. Just like that would cost a small fortune.
Oh, no, it wouldn't, Pa. Why, outside of the car and a little camping equipment, there wouldn't be anything but gas and oil. I wouldn't eat very much.
That's what I'm afraid of. You out in the middle of Nebraska somewhere, forgetting to eat and not having enough sleep and taking all the dangerous roads.
Oh, for crying out loud. The way you talk, you'd think there still were Indians out there.
We're not worried about Indians, Rick. We're worried about you.
But, Dad, it'll make a man out of me.
I'm sorry, dear. It'll make a wreck out of us. Dear son, your father and I have talked over many times since you went back to school. And honestly, we'd be willing to buy you a boat or a movie camera or anything you want, but we just can't let you drive off to California this summer.
Dear Mother, thanks very much, but I don't want a boat. Well, this trip to California has become an obsession with me. Everybody will tell you that, but even my schoolmaster. As a matter of fact, I'm asking him to write you a letter which will fully explain.
Dear Rick, stop bombarding. with letters from friends and school teachers. You've made your point, and as far as I'm concerned, you won it. If you want to drive to California that bad, it wouldn't be safe to keep you home.
Well, so long, Mom.
Goodbye, son. Take good care of yourself, dear. And if it rains, don't you forget to wear your rubbers.
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll wear both of them.
Good luck, Rick.
Well, thanks, Dad. And thanks for the buggy, too. And thanks for everything else. I won't spend a nickel more than I said I would.
Well...
No, I won't, Pa. $300 is my limit. I left 50 of it with Mom to wire me in case of an emergency. But I won't ask for any more if I have to walk back on my hands and knees.
Well, just get there. And keep us posted all along the way.
You bet. I'll be seeing you, Dad.
Bye, Rick.
Goodbye, dear.
Okay, I'm off. California, here I come. Rain, rain, rain. All the way from Connecticut to Iowa. Why the devil doesn't... Hey, hey, look out, look out. You're not your enemy. My side.
Hey, sister.
God almighty, son. Are you hurt, Ben?
No, I don't think so.
Well, look, I better go for an ambulance. You want me to stay here?
Gee, I'm awful sorry, kid.
Well, don't be sorry about me. Look what you did to the car.
Hello? Yes? Telegram from Ames, Iowa? Oh, yes, I'll accept the charges. It's from Rick, Dad.
Well, it's about time we heard from him.
He's reading the message. Yes? Car turtle wreck, stop. Two women, two men, one baby in sedan. Excessive speed to Duluth on closed road. Sedan rolled over. Nobody hurt much except me, and not much stuff. Repairs will cost $300. Ricky... Oh, yes, operator, thank you very much. Oh, Dad, he's dead, I know he is.
Now, don't be silly, Mother. He couldn't have sent that wire if he were dead.
Well, something awful has happened. I'm going to him right away.
You'll do no such thing. If he's well enough to wire home for money, he can't be hurt too badly.
But that telegram sounds as if he's delirious.
Rick's telegrams always sound that way.
Oh, Dad, how can you be so heartless?
I'm just being sensible, Mother.
Oh,
gee. If Rick's in a jam, we'll do everything we can to help him out of it. But I'm not going to let you chase all over the country babying him.
But he is a baby.
Not anymore. He accepted full responsibility for this trip, and I'm going to let him have it. From now on, he's a man.
$80? Is that all you'll give me for this wreck?
That's all, son.
Oh, but the engine's still in good condition. That's the only thing that wasn't smashed.
Can't do anything with an engine, boy. Gotta have wheels to put it on.
Oh, wheels.
Tell you what I'll do, though. You give me $20 in this wreck, I'll make you swap it.
Huh?
See that old touring car over there?
Yeah.
Add $20 to this wreck and it's yours.
Well, that old car run?
Been running for 18 years. Don't see why it should stop now.
Gosh, I don't know. The wheels look like they got calluses on them.
That's rubber, son. Real rubber. None of this imitation stuff.
Well, what about the doors? And the windshield?
Don't need no windshield for a car like that, boy. Don't go fast enough to make much wind.
Gee, do you think it'll take me to California? And back?
Wouldn't sell it to you if I didn't. What do you say, son? Is it a deal or ain't it?
Okay, mister. It's a deal. Oh, show me the way to go home. I'm tired of all
that. It's on my way.
Oh, whoa, Nellie. Hold on.
Hey, hop on, mister. Give us a ride.
Oh, sure. Hop in.
Hey. Thanks a lot, pup. How far are you going?
All the way.
To Wyoming? To California? No kidding. Can I mooch along with you?
Sure, come ahead, mooch.
All right.
Only I gotta make good time. My money's running out.
You're a lot better off than I am. Mine's run. Hey, this is a swell bus you got here. You make it yourself?
No, it just looks that way.
Well, it rides good. Compared to the thing I've been in, it feels like an 18-cylinder limousine.
What kind of a car you been in?
Cattle car.
A whip?
I've been riding the rods west of St. Louis.
You mean a freight car?
Yes.
You rode in a freight car?
Until I got bounced off.
Gee. Hankel never did that.
Hank who?
Oh, he's just a friend of mine.
Gee, a freight car. Well, what's so funny about that?
Funny, it's wonderful. I never known a freight car before. I mean...
Oh, my name's Rick.
Oh, I'm Frank.
Proud to meet you, Frank.
Likewise.
Hey, Rick, you want me to take the wheel? You've been out of study now for 4 days.
Oh, I'm not tired. I'm just hot. I think I'll take my pants off.
I wish I could.
Why don't you?
I ain't got no shorts.
Well, hang on to the wheel a second, will you?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to make myself comfortable.
Hey, can you get him off?
There.
Got him.
Boy, if your old lady could see you now.
Well, how about your mother, Frank? You never said anything about
it. What's there to tell? I ain't seen her in 6 years.
Why not?
I was kicked out of the house when I was 12 years old. And I ain't been back since.
Hey, what the devil is that?
What's wrong with the motor? Sounds like a baron is gone.
Well, I don't know why it should. We got plenty of gas.
Gas? Did you put any oil in that thing?
Well, there's nothing to pick you up.
Only like a pillow to stop the smoke.
The smoke? She's on fire.
Turn her off, quick.
Well, I'm trying to, but nothing happens. She's too hot to stop.
This chair wreck, the thing's gonna blow.
Wait a minute, I gotta get my suitcase out of the back.
Have a mind about that. Get out, the seat's on fire.
Oh, brother.
Keep moving, I can't. He's gonna blow in a minute.
Well, I got it.
What did I tell you? Just get out of there in time.
Oh, Frank. Can we go back and salvage anything?
You want to get your head burned off? Stay where you are.
But Frank, if...
Stay where you are, I said.
Okay, Frank. But my pants are still in the car.
With the second act of tonight's drama, presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. But what's this? Sounds like Peg and Grandfather are on a train bound for a vacation. Let's listen in. What you got in your little suitcase, Peg?
Oh, lots of things. But most important, I brought along my Hallmark doll. I couldn't leave them at home. That'll be so much fun in our vacation.
Fine idea, Peg. And you know, I have a hunch before we've got many more miles that you'll have them all standing up on the seat across from you.
You bet, Grandpa. I've already told the conductor all about them. And he said he'd sure like to see my Hallmark doll collection.
Well, when he does see them and maybe hears one of those fine stories inside, I'm sure he'll want to start his youngsters collecting Hallmark dolls.
Gosh, Grandpa. That means there's a wonderful surprise in store for them.
Folks, remember, Hallmark dolls make wonderful vacation pals for youngsters. The holes that will pack in such a tiny space keep youngsters busy and happy for hours at a time. So buy Hallmark dolls for going away trips, birthday gifts, any occasion at all. They're greeting cards, but more, they're gay, colorful dolls from the land of make-believe. There's Little Red Riding Hood, Bo Peep, Boy Blue, and all the other Hallmark dolls. They're friends your children know from storybooks they love. Then inside each Hallmark doll is a brand new version of a familiar story told in rhyme. So, folks, to make a hit with any youngster, send Hallmark dolls. They're only 25 cents. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy your Hallmark cards. Now back to Dear Mother, I'm in Jail. Somewhere in the heart of the Medicine Bow Range, on a deserted highway winding through the Rockies, two despairing youths sit by the roadside watching the last glowing embers of what used to be a car.
Well? I guess that's the end of that.
Oh, gee. She was a good chariot, too.
Yeah.
I'm so sad. I feel like burying her.
Oh, snap out of it, Rick. This is spilt milk. Well, it's a lot more than that to me. Clothes, car, everything.
All I got left is $28 and a letter to Rupert Hughes in California.
What are you kicking about? All I got is 6 bits and a letter to nobody, anywhere.
You mean 6 bits is all you've got in the whole world?
I got myself. What else do I need?
Yeah, I guess that's right. A guy can go a long way by himself. If he has to.
Sure, it ain't so bad.
You're bound to get a break once in a while, and once in a while you're bound to meet a good Joe like you.
Oh, gee, Frank. Thanks. Hey, watch it. There's a car coming. Ranger town, Frank. We gotta get a hitch or we'll be stuck here all night.
Take it easy. This wreck of ours will slow him down.
Hey, Frank, you're on his way, Jack.
Well, what's the matter, kids? Having a little trouble?
Oh, yeah, we burned out a bearing.
You burned out the whole car, didn't you?
Well, that's the way it started.
How about a ride, mister? Huh?
Why not? How far are you going?
California.
Okay, I'll let you off at Fresno.
Will you? Oh, gee, that's swell.
Hey, wait a second, son. If I let you in this car, you've got to do something for me, too.
Well, sure. What?
Buy yourself a pair of pants.
It's a nice letter, Dad.
From Rick?
Not see. We haven't heard from him since they picked up that boy. Why, Dad?
What's the matter?
It's from Rupert Hughes.
Oh, what does it say?
Let me see now. Two desert rats. Appeared at my door this morning, badly in need of bath, shaves, food. Stop. Oh, both are well. Stop. Oh. Richard refused loan of $10 from me. Stop. This being unprecedented experience, I fainted. Stop. Have recovered. Rupert Hughes.
There, you see, Mother? Refused a loan of $10. The boy's doing very well for himself. I'm proud of him.
Well, at least he's safe. Or was. Hello? Telegram from Hollywood, California. Oh, dear. Yes, read it, please. Emergency. Wire my $50 at once, Rick.
I guess we're not very good businessmen, Frank. Instead of running my $50 up to $500 in 3 weeks, we've run it down to 50 cents.
Well, we never should have bought that peanut stand. I knew it wouldn't pay off as soon as the whistle didn't work.
Shoeshine business wasn't any better.
Mm.
Now, we'll have to start picking grapes again.
Say, when do you have to get back east?
Oh, as soon as I can. School opens in another month.
Well, if you're going to get back to school, we better mooch ourselves a meal and kiss California goodbye.
You think we can work our way across the country?
Oh, I never had any trouble before.
Hitchhiking?
Sure. And if that don't work, I always got my own private railroad.
Hey, we're pulling El Paso, Rick. We'll be slowing down a minute. So you better get ready to jump.
Well, can't we stay right on?
Not in these yards. They're loaded with railroad caps.
Oh, boy, you sure know your way around, don't you?
I ought to. I've been bumming long enough.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Aren't you ever going to settle down, Frank?
What for?
I don't know. I kind of thought you might like to come back to Connecticut with me. Live at our house for a while.
Ain't your mother got enough trouble?
Huh. She wouldn't mind.
Nah. It wouldn't work in Connecticut, Rick. I wouldn't fit.
What are you going to do? Bum around all your life?
Maybe. Don't worry about me, kid. I'll have a better time than you will. Next year, I'm going to join the circus.
Oh, no kidding.
Sure, it's a great life. You ought to try it sometime.
Gee. The circus.
Hey, stop. What? Come on, get a move on. A guy with a big stick will be coming through here in a minute.
Holy mackerel, what are we doing about it?
Play this cage. There's a guy out there already.
Where?
Back, will you? It's 5 days in a cool if you're caught stealing rides. Hop out the other side of the car. I'll keep this guy busy till you're in the clear.
You get caught.
No, I won't. I know a couple of tricks that can't miss.
But, Frank,
don't like I tell you, Rick. There ain't no time to wag you.
Okay, Frank. Where will I meet you?
Any on the other side of town. But don't get there till after midnight. I'll be waiting at the water tower.
Right. See you then. Oh, hey, the coast is clear on this side, Frank. Why don't you
come over and you don't think I can see your face?
Okay.
us working these trains now.
But I didn't do anything.
You got off that car. I saw you. Now come with me. I'm going to see if there's anybody else in there.
No, I was all alone.
Take it easy, boy. I'll find out about that myself.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll go back there and you'll have to catch me.
Huh?
Hey, what happened? You?
Me?
Hold
on.
You
take me alone?
You bet I'll take you, crazy galoot. You're under arrest.
Okay, officer. I'll go quietly. Dear Mother, I'm in jail.
Dear Mother, I'm in jail. Wire $50 at once, or they'll add a vagrancy charge to my other crimes. Love, Ricky.
What other crimes? Why is he in jail?
Well, don't look at me, Dad. I don't know any more about it than you do.
Well, it's an outrage. That's all I can say. He'll have a criminal record.
I don't care what he has as long as we get him home. We'll have to wire that money right away.
How can we? We don't know where he is.
Oh, for goodness sake. Doesn't the telegram say?
It just says El Paso, dear. That's a big place.
But he's in jail.
What jail? County, state, municipal, or federal? I swear if that boy ever goes away again...
Now, now, Dad, don't you lose your head, too. There must be some place to send the money.
Sure. El Paso, USA.
Oh, Dad, please.
We'll airmail that money to the general post office in El Paso. And if Rick has sense enough to go there, he'll get it.
Yes. And if he doesn't?
That's his hard luck. I didn't send him to jail. And if he doesn't tell me which one he's in, there's no way I can get him out of it.
There's your full time, so you can go now. Only you'd better stay away from those railroad yards or you would be back in here again.
You sure there isn't a telegram for me, Guard?
Nope.
Special delivery? Just a plain, ordinary letter?
Nope, not a thing.
Well, I guess they don't want me anymore.
Who's that?
My folks. I guess they're fed up with the way things have been going. They don't care if I ever come back.
They ever disowned you before?
No.
Yeah, then why should they disown you now?
Well, I've disgraced them. I've been in jail.
Well, don't you worry about it, son. Folks have a way of forgiving and forgetting, no matter what their children do.
Gee, I don't know.
Well, I do. You go home, kid. And by the time you get there, they'll be waiting for you with open arms.
Gee, I don't know. I just don't know.
I still think we ought to go to the police, Dad. We haven't heard from Rick in over 2 weeks.
But he said he was coming home, Mother.
That's what he said in the first postcard, but the second one contradicted it.
That's because we got the second one before the first. But they weren't written in that order.
How do you know what order they were written in? I can't make head or tail out of either one of them.
Well, I can. Listen, dear Mother and Dad, since you have cast me off, I won't trouble you ever again. It wasn't my fault that things turned out so badly, your loving son Richard.
That's the second one.
No, dear, that's the first one. We just got it second.
And he wrote the other one after this?
Of course. Dear Mother and Dad had a brainstorm and picked up the $50 from the post office. Coming home, but won't trouble you for any more money, Rick. Now, this is the one that counts.
Well, I certainly hope so. If I have to go through another summer like this,
Paul.
Rick!
Hello, Mother.
Oh, darling.
There's your bad penny showing up again.
Oh, Rick, you old son of a gun. You had us worried to death.
Well, what do you mean? Didn't you get my card?
Well, that's just the trouble, dear. We'd have been much better off if we hadn't heard from you.
How are you, son?
You look thin, dear.
What are you doing in jail?
Oh, you're all right.
Oh, wait a minute. One at a time.
I bet you're hungry.
Come on, Star.
Well, I've got half a chicken in the ice.
Come on, kitchen.
You believe the way, folks. I haven't had a decent meal since I left here.
Okay. You're brown as a berry, son.
Flat cars, Pa. You can't do a thing with the sun when you ride a flat car.
What's a flat car, dear?
Tell us about this jail business.
I'll make you a sandwich, dear.
Oh, don't bother, Mom. I'll just stick my head in the icebox. Oh, wow, that's real food.
How did you lose your car, Rick?
Which one?
Both of them.
Yeah, I burned out a bearing on the second one and couldn't stop the fire. And the first one wasn't our fault. Well, Frank wasn't even with me then.
Frank? Oh, that ball.
Now let him eat, Dad.
You're a swell guy, Frank. Got a lot on the ball.
Did he go to jail, too?
I never saw him after the pinch. I think he beat the rap.
What's a pinch, dear?
How did you get home?
Tough going, mostly. Hitching across this country is a lot harder than I thought. But just driving across is tough enough.
Well, you'll never do it again.
I'll say. I'm glad I did it this once, though. I had to get Henkel out of my system.
Henkel? If I ever meet that boy, I'll strangle him with my bare hands.
Ah, good egg, Henkel. Frank, too. I learned a lot from him.
Just easy.
Oh, I bet he has a swell time in the circus. Gee, I'd like to look him up.
Who?
Frank!
You're not going away again, Rick. Are you?
Well, not anymore this year. But just wait till you hear what I got planned for next summer.
America, isn't it? Thanks to Billy Redfield and the great cast for a fine performance and a remarkable journey. A little Yankee grit certainly made up the mileage on that trip, didn't it? Reminds me of something I read recently in the Reader's Digest by Channing Pollock. He said, "The only good luck many great men ever had was being born with the ability and determination to overcome bad luck. High, hunt low, but the best surprise you'll find anywhere is new Hallmark doll. Send one first thing tomorrow. Send one every week to cheer some youngster who's ill or to say hello. Send Hallmark dolls for birthday gifts, any occasion at all. Yes, Hallmark dolls are the surest way imaginable to make a hit with every youngster you know. They're only 25 cents. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy your Hallmark card.
This is Tom Shirley inviting you to be with us again next week. At that time, you will hear a true and inspiring story about one of America's most unusual women. One of the great-hearted women who helped vanquish the frontier back in the days when Americans dreamed great dreams. You won't want to miss the story of Arizona's Aunt Adeline. Another fine dramatic program presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards.
From the story by Honoré Morrow as it appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloan, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. This is Dan Donaldson speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.